This is a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network. Welcome to the Vintage Homeschool Mom Show. Your host, Felice Gerwitz, is an author, a publisher, and your radio show host. She will encourage, educate, and inspire you with answers to your most pressing questions, from homeschool, marriage, parenting, and much more. Felice loves to equip moms to live a Christian life because every moment counts. Be sure to visit her website at mediaangels.com. And here's your host, Felice Gerwitz.
Hey, everyone, and welcome. This is Felice Gerwitz with another episode of Vintage Homeschool Moms. And today I have a very special guest that I'm going to introduce in just a minute. This is podcast 221, and you can find the show notes at vintagehomeschoolmoms.com. And check out our sponsor, Media Angels, Inc. You can find more information about the new membership site at mediaangelsmembership.com. And remember to check out all the other podcasts at the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network. Well, today I have a special guest, and she is a homeschool mom as well as an author. And today my guest is Erin Odom. She is author of Just Making It, Hope for the Heart as a Financially Frustrated, and it's published by Zondervan, and it is coming out actually as we speak. It is out currently, so we are doing a little bit of pre-recording here. And she blogs at the humbledhomemaker.com. Let me do that again. She blogs at the humbledhomemaker.com, and you can find out more information if you order the book from Erin on her website. You'll get all kinds of freebies, and you can go to morethanjustmakingit.com. Welcome, Erin.
Thank you so much for having me today. I'm excited.
Well, I am too, and we are both busy moms, and you have just a wonderful message in your book. I get lots of emails from different people at different times about interviews, and listeners to Vintage Homeschool Moms know that it is far and few between when I do interviews. Lately, I've done a little bit more than I normally do, Erin, but when I saw your book and the message, I just really wanted to get on board. So first, I'd like to have you share a little bit with our audience, just a little bit about you and your family.
Sure. Well, my name is Erin. I've been married to my husband, Will, for 12 years. We have four children. We have three girls who are 9, almost 7, 5, and then we have a little boy who is, at the time of your publishing the show, he's 7 months old. And we live near Charlotte, North Carolina. Our girls, we do a part-time homeschool model. They attend a university model school 3 days a week, and then we homeschool 2 days a week. So I don't know if you're familiar with that or not, but our older two are in school. They are third and first grade. So I've been homeschooling the oldest one since she was in kindergarten, and then our third one will go, she'll start kindergarten next year. And we have, I'm sorry, Felice, can you edit this?
Yes,
I'm sorry.
I can. I'm going to be editing myself out.
I don't usually
okay,
do this.
I messed up today,
so I don't know. I don't know where you want me to lead after that, after talking about my kids, but and then do you want me
I'm
to
gonna,
say like
I'm going to jump in here. Yeah, I'm going to jump in
okay.
here. Go back and tell us, go back and share. How about let's just do this whole part over again.
I'm
go back
so
and
sorry.
Share about your
I don't
family.
Normally do
no,
this. Okay.
It's okay.
All right.
I messed up too, so it's okay. Stop.
I'm sorry.
Okay, so what I want you to do is say, you know, just go back, start at the very beginning a little bit about your family and so forth, and then mention your homeschool arrangement, and then when you do, pause. Just when you asked me, do you know about the university model, I don't. So I'm going to
okay.
You take a breath, and then I'll ask you about that. You share about that, and then that's
okay.
it. You don't have to say anything else about each one of the kids or whatever. You can share their ages because I think that's really cute. Okay?
Okay. All right. So thank you so much for having me today, Felice. My name is Erin, and I've been married to my husband, Will, for 12 years. We have four children, three girls. They're 9, almost 7, 5. And then we have a bouncing little baby boy who was born in February 2017. He is 7 months old when you're going to be publishing this. We do a part-time homeschool model. It's called a university school model. Have you heard about that, Felice?
No, I haven't. Can you share a little bit more about that?
Sure. So the National Association of University Model Schools, it started several years ago, and when I read about it, I thought, oh, that sounds perfect for our family, because at the time, my husband, who was actually a teacher, he was a public school teacher, he wasn't 100% open to me full-time homeschooling our kids, but he was open to us maybe doing something part-time if I was able to find something. So you know how God works, and God had a school start in our town around that same time. This is when our daughter was 2, our oldest daughter. And at the time, I was freelancing for our local newspaper just to try to bring in a little bit of extra income for our family. And so I interviewed the school director, and she was kind of in the same situation. She was looking for a part-time homeschooling model where she would be able to partner with a Christian school with teachers, and they would be able to school the children together. And so at that time, I thought this would be such a dream. I talked to my husband about it. He was on board, but we were living on a low income. So in order to be able to go to this school, we would have to pay tuition, and at the time, we just didn't have that. So I started praying, and I learned how to create more income from home, which I think we'll be talking about in this episode. And so basically, in a nutshell, what it is they use different homeschool curriculum, and the school has certified teachers that are with the children 3 days a week from 9 to 2, and then they prepare lessons for the parents to do at home on the homeschool days. And so we've been doing that now since our 9-year-old was in kindergarten. This is starting our 4th year, and it's a really great fit for our family. And these schools are popping up all over the United States.
That's really interesting.
Some of them meet.
So, and it's really cool.
Some of them meet 2 days a week, some 1 day a week, some 3 days a week. But it's a really great fit for our family.
Okay, very cool, because I know there's some co-op groups and things like that that do something similar, and then there's all kinds of, you know, different Charlotte Mason and classical and so forth. So very cool. Well, we are going to fast forward now, and you have written a book, and that's what I want to talk about, because you have some points that you make in your book. And, you know, I've been able to look at your book, and I was really captured. You did a great job. Just, this is my author hat now talking, not my vintage homeschool mom's hat. But just a really great job, and also a little plug, you're going to be doing an interview with me over at writingandpodcastingadvice.com. So it's another podcast I have on the Ultimate Christian Podcast Network. And so you decided, you know, at some point to share what happened in your life and to really, you know, help others with their journey. And I really appreciate that. And like I said, I think your book is really going to resonate with so many people because you, you know, and the other thing I want to say is that you really share your heart here. I mean, there's some raw stuff in here, you know, really getting to the bottom of it. But I think that's what's going to be so really wonderful in this, that people are going to really be able to identify. And so, you know, as you were working just even in making a change within your family, because it's not easy, but, you know, you decided at some point, I guess, to start a blog. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct. So back in 2011, January 2011, I started a blog. It was more or less a hobby. I was really struggling. Our family was struggling financially all through the recession, and I wanted something that could be an outlet, but at the same time, I hoped in the very back of my head that it was something that could generate some income for our family. I had always loved writing. I majored in journalism in college so that I could take every writing course that my university offered, and I was writing for a few local newspapers, and at the same time, around the same week, my college roommate and my newspaper editor both suggested that I start a blog. And they both said, two different conversations, you know, Erin, there are stay-at-home moms who are making an income through blogging. And I thought, really? Mm-hmm. I just had no idea. I'd only read maybe one or two blogs at that point. And so in the back of my mind, I thought, this would be a really cool thing if I was able to generate an income for my family through doing this thing that I love, writing, connecting with people. And but I was really too afraid to voice it. And so really for the first 6 months, I didn't even tell anyone that I had a blog. I only wrote on it. No, I really didn't.
Oh, I think
and
that's
I only wrote
hysterical.
On it about. I only wrote on it about once a month, and it was really just taking some of the newspaper articles that I was writing for the paper and uploading them to the blog. And then after about 6 months, I thought, okay, I've really got to give this a go. And I had no money to invest in it. We were living on a low income. My husband was a teacher in North Carolina, and teachers were not getting paid very well. They still aren't paid well. Mm-hmm. But at the time, there was a salary freeze just from the recession had just turned things so bad. So I didn't even have really the funds to invest in anything. I started out on a free blog at blogspot.com, and it was the mm-hmm. Humbled Homemaker at .blogspot.com. And it's funny because I have a tendency to start different hobbies, and then I get bored really easily. And so my husband teased, and he said, okay, let's see if you actually stick with this. And it's the only quote-unquote hobby I've ever stuck with, and it's still going 6 years later.
Wonderful. That's great. And I truly have been at blogging conferences, and I have to tell you, as a publisher, I've been in this space for quite a while and spoke at some homeschool conferences and promised my husband I wouldn't travel so I could stay home with our kids because I started getting invited to speak different places. And that's why I always started with, you know, podcasting, or, you know, I did an online expo and some other things. But when I heard about the homeschool bloggers, I have to tell you, Erin, I was like, who are these people? Who are these mommy bloggers? So I attended a mommy blogger convention to meet you guys, you know, and I was just shocked. And it was funny because I knew people there. I knew some of the other sponsors that were also publishers, but I really want, and the focus on this blogging conference was homeschoolers, but I really wanted to sit with people I didn't know. Because as my husband says, who can you not talk to, which is true. You know, whoever sits next to me on a plane is going to be my friend, you know.
I'm the same way.
Right? we have a lot in common. So when I met, you know, these people, I sat with quite a few girls, and I remember sitting with one in particular that was like, she was crying the whole time because just the thought that she would be able to make an income and get their family out of debt was overwhelming her, and her husband was also a teacher. But it's so funny because these girls are now making a ton of money, and that one girl, you know, got out of like $100,000 in debt. So I always tease them, and I say, now remember, I knew you when, you know, because it was great, you know, because they didn't have a name, you know, at that point for themselves, mm-hmm. and they were really enthused by this conference. But I walked away with such a heart for mommy bloggers because, you know, they're such an investment of time and energy and everything. So, you know, that's so wonderful that you were able to grow that. We're going to take a really quick commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about 3 points that you cover in your book that I think are really going to be of interest to the listeners. We'll be right back. Hey everyone, Felice Gerwitz here, and I want to share with you something that is dear to my heart, and that is saving you money. Can you use encouragement for your homeschool journey? Have you been searching for an online learning program designed to ground your family in a Christian worldview? Well, now you can at MediaAngelsMembership.com.
Our affordable membership packages fit your budget and busy life. Now you can access customized membership packages for your homeschooling family from the extensive Media Angels library of books, classes, and Bible studies. You may select the ebook bundle, the creation bundle, the premium bundle, or the forever bundle. Each bundled set will save you vast amounts of money. Our packages begin at less than $10, and you can use it for the whole family. So go to MediaAngelsMembership.com for more information. That's MediaAngelsMembership.com. You'll be glad you did.
Hey, everyone, and welcome back. This is Felice Gerwitz with Vintage Homeschool Moms, and today I have been talking to Erin Odom, who is an author of Just Making It, Hope for the Heart of the Financially Frustrated, and you can find her blog at thehumbledhomemaker.com and also morethanjustmakingit.com. And all this information will be in the show notes on podcast 221 on vintagehomeschoolmoms.com. Well, Erin, we've been talking about, you know, a lot of different things in the first part of this episode, but I really want to get into like three points that I took away from the book that I thought would really be of value for my listeners. And the first is, in your book, you explore some interesting information about, you know, your financial situation. And like I said earlier, you were really, you know, really, really humble, I believe, in sharing your information. And so you talk about getting to the root cause. So share a little bit about that.
Sure. Well, we were really struggling, and we didn't know why until we were taking a financial planning class at our church, and our teacher volunteered to come to our home one day, he and his wife, and to go through our finances with us. And so we accepted that offer, and he came, and he and my husband pored over our financial statements for hours, our bank statements, our pay stubs, the mortgage on the home we had, our rent. And finally, at the end of the conversation, he said, well, you don't have a spending problem, but you do have an income problem. And it was like a light bulb went off. It was seemed so obvious, but we had no idea. So my husband and I, we had no consumer debt. We had no student loans. But we did have a house in a different state that we couldn't sell, and we were living on what is considered a low income. And I use the term poor very subjectively. We were poor for the United States standards, but I've been on mission trips all over the world, so it's still hard for me to even say we are poor because I think poor in the United States is very different compared to true poverty. But it was like when he told us you have an income problem, suddenly we had a solution because we knew what the problem was. And it was like a fire was lit under us to do something about it. So for your listeners, if they're struggling in financial frustration, I really encourage them to figure out what is the root cause. Do you have an income problem or a spending problem? And once you figure out that root cause, you're empowered to really turn the tide in whatever your financial frustration is.
That's really great. And that's what you did. So you did this through your blog. Is that right?
That's right. So one of the chapters in my book is called Creating More Income. So for our family, we had an income problem. So if you have an income problem, what do you have to do? You have to create more income. We simply did not have enough money to live. And, you know, at the time we were a family of four, and I was pregnant with our third child, so we were soon to become a family of five. Now we're a family of six. So we simply did not understand as a young married couple that we could not feed our family on the little amount of money we were bringing in each month. So mm-hmm. I learned how to create more income through my blog. Now, my husband and I, we tried a lot of different ways to create more income at first. And one thing I talk about in my book is that sometimes it does take some trial and error, but that ultimately I really encourage people to look at what are their passions, what is their skill set, and what are their God-given gifts. And when you figure that out, and also looking at your personality, you will be able to hone in on what are some ways that you can create more income for your family. And ideally for moms, for stay-at-home moms, your listeners, I imagine most of them are, mm-hmm. A way that you can do that from home.
Right. Very good. And that always helps. You know, I shared with you that I work with authors in getting their books published. And if they're not really passionate about their topic, I tell them, this is not the book for you to write, because you're going to be sick of reading it when you're done. I'm sure you were too. I thought, you know, by the time you're done, or you're laughing, so I assume that's a yes. You know,
yes.
You've already read that chapter over and over so many times that it's ad nauseum and you're done. And when you get to that point, you are pretty much done with your book. But you, every time you look at it, you see something that you missed or something you wanted to add or just a little tweak here or whatever. And while I'm self-published and you have a publisher, I still have editors I work with. And so when I get stuff back all marked up with suggestions and recommendations, you know, you're just like, oh, my gosh, I don't want to just fix it. I don't even want to look at it. And please do not give me a grammar lesson. I don't care if I over-punctuate. So, you know, just fix it. But passion is important, because I think that is really the key. And you are passionate about helping people. Like you found a way, you know, through people at church, and I think one of the things that resonated with me was your humility, Erin. You know, you talk about how, you know, this situation did humble you, and how you were talking about, you know, them and us when you were talking about, you know, having to go apply for food stamps and things like mm-hmm. that, and how that experience, you know, was very difficult for you, and you were afraid that you were going to see your mother's friend at the place, and you did see her, but she wasn't, you know, you didn't have to go sit with her, you know, which, praise God for little things. But you know, the Lord does take us where we are, and in your case, you know, this is such a praise report and success story. And I think the other thing, too, you shared with me that I just love is the heart of your book, which is really about contentment and gratitude. Share that with me.
Well, my book is part practical how-to. I wanted to arm people with practical ways that they could go from a state of barely surviving to more than just making it, really beyond whatever financial frustration they're in, and no matter their income level, because sometimes we have an emotional state of I'm just barely making it, but we can learn how to go to a state of more than just making it through God's grace and through contentment and what He has given us. But there's a whole other part of my book. The heart of my book is really memoir, and the heartbeat of it is just gratitude and contentment no matter the season, if you're in a season of want or in a season of plenty. And I learned in that season, in that time of really seeing God humble my pride, that I could be grateful for each and every instance of His provision in our lives. So one chapter I talk about how my girls and I, one day we were just sitting at home, and I think that I had gone onto Craigslist because I was looking for different housing, because I thought there's just got to be some way that we can stretch our pennies more. And I found an advertisement for someone giving away free persimmons. Well, I had never heard of persimmons before, but I knew from the advertisement, the way they described them, that they were some kind of fruit, so they were food, and they were free. So I thought, okay, I'm going to go get them because they're fruit and they're free and they can feed our family. And so I bundled my girls up. It was winter, and we drove across town to this house, and it was two older women, and they gave us a box of persimmons. It's so funny because after I wrote this, my husband said, I didn't know that you answered that ad on Craigslist. That's a little scary. But I was able to see through that God provided for us through mm-hmm. a free box of fruit. God provided for us later through wild blackberries my parents had growing on their land, and we foraged for those. God provided for us through different sale items at the store, and, you know, I learned how to shop clearance, and there was times where I would find things on the in the clearance bins that, you know, I had never found before, and I learned to look at and credit every single episode of God's provision just as His blessings for us. And I learned how to be content in those little things, and God really changed my heart and humbled me through that.
And that's, you know, kind of one of those important things that when you were telling me this before we went live, I was thinking, that's what I always try to preach, and I tell that to my kids, because you can always look at someone else, and I want just in perspective, one of my friends, homeschool friend, has four children, and when she was a homeschool mommy, because our kids are, my two older kids are the ages of her children, so her children are all, you know, adults and grown now, but I remember her husband's an orthopedic surgeon. And she came from a country, Chile, where they had, you know, their own personal maids and everything. So when she moved to the States and married her husband, and, you know, she's a doctor's wife. So in our estimation, you know, they're pretty financially set, right, Erin? You know, that's what we would think, right? And yet her family thought, oh, my gosh, you're so poor now because you don't have your own maid that is your personal maid that lives with you. You know, we're just going, whoa. I mean, that just blows our mind. Well, then her son visited the friends across the street, and he was shocked because they had, you know, even bigger house, and their maid made them, like, homemade French fries as a snack and everything. And her son came home one day going, Mom, gosh, we really are poor, you know, compared to the people across the street, not looking that you live in this 10,000-square-foot house. So I think that, you know, like for us, just being able to have those blessings of, you know, being happy where we are. And her kids were, you know, like that son is really good at mechanics and would buy broken stuff and fix it. And, I mean, there are so many things that we can share with our children to make them grateful in every day. And not, you know, and just seeing that. And I think that, you know, that is one of our goals as homeschool parents. You know, when you're, as you're listening to this, it's so funny that we're recording this, but one of the giveaways every month, I have like a special bundle of audios and printables that I give away on our website. And it actually was last month. And it was, you know, homeschool legacy. Just what is that legacy that we're leaving our children? And no matter how much money you have in the bank, Erin, if we're not teaching them, you know, the core values of just being thankful for every day and thanking God, you know, what a disservice we're doing. And, you know, don't you think? I mean, I think that's beautiful that you've done that.
Absolutely. Towards the end of my book, and I don't want to give the whole thing away, but we were able to buy a house after we had lost the house. And when we bought our house, it was such a testimony of God's provision in our lives. It was probably a year. We've lived there for 4 years now. But I would sit in my driveway after we would pull in from somewhere, and I would just rest my arms on the steering wheel, and I would look at the house, and I would just say, thank you, God. And I was just in awe of how God had just lifted us out of this season of feeling desperate. And my little girls, they would sometimes say, Mommy, why aren't we getting out of the car yet? And I would just say, I'm just admiring all that God has done. Like, look, girls, look how God has blessed us. And so I try really hard in the little things and the big things both to always talk about how God has provided for our needs and how it's all from God. It's not from us. I think in the American culture, we can get into the bad habit of saying, look what I've done. Mm-hmm. I've worked hard. You know, I've pulled my bootstraps up and I've created more income for my family, and I'm to get praise for all this, but it's not us. God is the one that has gifted us, but he's the one that deserves all the credit. He's the one that has given us everything that we have. And so it all goes back to him. It all is for his glory. And it's one thing that I pray during that season of living on a low income. I prayed, I said, God, help me not to forget this. Help me to remember and help me to teach this attitude of gratitude that you have taught me. Help me to teach that to my kids.
Oh, I love it. I love it. Well, everyone, visit Erin at thehumbledhomemaker.com, where she blogs about motherhood, homemaking, healthy living, and family finances. And let's bless Erin back by giving of her time to us. And go visit her website, morethanjustmakingit.com, to purchase her book. Thank you so much, Erin, for taking the time today and sharing your heart with our Vintage Homeschool Mom listeners.
Well, thank you so much for having me. Have a great day.
Thanks for tuning in to the Vintage Homeschool Mom Show. Visit Felice at MediaAngels.com and TheVintageHomeschoolMoms.com. Vintage Homeschool Moms is a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network.